sporty seasonal greeting, our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of The Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
The Africa Cup of Nations football tournament kicks off exactly 4 weeks from tomorrow, Saturday, in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Our VOA football fans will remember Equatorial Guinea stepped in as an emergency host on November 14th, replacing Morocco. With the 16-nation tournament fast approaching, our African football guru David Legg tells us the continent's highest-ranked team has finalized its Nations Cup roster.
First up, Sonny, are Algeria. And that's interesting because I believe they're going to be the favorites to win this competition. And, of course, they're also the African side who did best at the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Of the 23-man squad, Sonny, the Desert Foxes took to Brazil. There are five changes. But in that squad still are the defensive stalwart, Majid Bouterra, Yassine Brahimi. He's the really exciting Porto midfielder. I think he could be one of the ones to watch in Equatorial Guinea. And Sofiane Feghouli from Valencia. So I don't think the squad is in any way weaker because of these changes. Of course, they've got a new coach, Christian Gourcuff, a Frenchman. He took over after the World Cup. And Algeria, Sonny, provided they can adapt to the conditions of Central Africa, which is something they haven't always done in the past, they're going to be there or thereabouts. They will be title favorites, I believe. I don't think that means they've got an automatic passage to the trophy that they last won in 1990. But if you were to say to me right now, where do I see Algeria, I'd certainly see them, Sonny, as potential last four among the 16 competitors.
David, do you have any other Nations Cup news for our VOA football fans?
VOA!
Sonny, Equatorial Guinea is a real mystery. Not an awful lot known about the country. And I've been sort of delving into the, trying to get some information. And I've come up with some interesting facts. First of all, Sonny, they have a highway between Bata and Mangoma, two of the stadiums, which would not be out of place in the United States and Canada or anywhere else in Europe. I was really impressed. It's two lanes both ways, and it looks like it's been really well constructed. So well done to the Equatorial Guineans. I think one of the problems, Sonny, ahead of this tournament is there are a lot of negative feelings within Africa itself about Equatorial Guinea, and I've got a suspicion that a lot of these are actually unfair. I think we've got to give this little country of just 780,000 people a fair crack of the whip. Let's give them a chance. They've come in at the last minute. Originally, Sonny, we were told that there were several candidates to replace Morocco as hosts, but I noticed since a rather suspicious lack of information about who those other countries were, and my gut feel, for what it's worth, is that I think Equatorial Guinea may well have been the only candidate, and that if, for whatever reason, they were not able to host the tournament, I think it would have ended up in Qatar. So you would have had the, how shall we put it diplomatically, Sonny, rather interesting situation of the Africa Cup of Nations being staged in the heart of the Middle East in an Asian country. And I don't think that was going to be a very satisfactory situation. One problem, though, Sonny, may well be the pitches at Mangoma and Ebeyin. They are the two smaller venues. Mangoma with a capacity of 15,000 for their stadium. Ebeyin with a capacity of just 7,000. And again, the Equatorial Guineas, to their credit, they haven't just sat down and started crying about this or moaning about the situation or complaining that they haven't got enough time. They've come up with a rather novel solution. They're going to fly in the turf, the grass, to basically replant the pitches at these two stadiums. So if any of you are on board certain aircraft and you got that sort of scent of the pitch somewhere in the cabin, it may well be that you've got African Nations Cup pitches there in the down below you in the plane. But again, Sonny, well done to the Equatorial Guineans for two reasons. A good initiative. And also, they've decided to do something rather than just say, well, that's the pitch. We're going to leave it at that. And, of course, it's particularly important for Mangoma because that, of course, is the group of death.
Voice of America.
Just to remind our Voice of America listeners, we're talking about Group C. We're talking about Algeria. We're talking about Senegal. We're talking about Ghana. And we're talking about South Africa. I'm not sure, Sonny, in the 57-year history of the Africa Cup of Nations, there has been a tougher first-round group than that. I mean, jeepers. Group of death, to me, it's the group from hell. I know all the coaches are putting on brave faces and saying, you know, no problems, blah, blah, blah. But it's really very, very tough. You expect in a four-country group that there might be one weak link. Well, I don't see any weak links in that Group C lineup.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the globe.
Hey.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the globe.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Just ahead, Tef Tef and the VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
The question of the week was, who is the most exciting player in Barclays Premier League? We had a great number of responses on our Facebook page. In third place with 9 votes, we have the goalkeeper from Manchester United, David De Gea. In second place with 11 votes, we have Chelsea's midfielder, Eden Hazard. And in first place with 14 votes, we have Arsenal striker and EPL newcomer, Alex Sanchez. Thank you everyone that left those comments. Soccer news, ESPN FC reported that Angel Di Maria beat Messi and Sergio Aguero in Argentina's foreign-based player of the year. Manchester United has taken the lead, passing Arsenal and acquiring German defender Mats Hummels. Bleacher Report says Thierry Henry will go down as the greatest striker in English Premier history. Soccer injuries, Arsenal's returns, Theo Walcott, Alex Chamberlain, Liverpool's departures, Glenn Johnson and Daniel Sturridge, Manchester United returns, Angel Di Maria, Manchester departures, Vincent Kompany, Sergio Aguero, and Edin Dzeko. And stay up to date with us on recent soccer injuries, transfers, gossips, and stories on Facebook.com/VOA Sunny. So, Tef, who do you think is the most exciting player in EPL so far? Who do you think it is?
I would have to agree with the listeners. I think Alexis Sanchez actually is the most exciting player this year. Number one, he is coming at it from a different league, the Spanish league. You would think that it would take him some time to adapt, but he came in, he's been scoring every other game, if not every game. He's given Arsenal a lot of points. I think they'd be a lot worse off than they are now if it wasn't for him. But I still do want to give out a special mention to David De Gea. If he was not a goalie, I think he would have been my pick. But being in the back, you can only get, you know, draws, points like that. But he is an exciting player. The way he saves goals is pretty amazing. And who do you have as the most exciting player?
My most exciting player, I'll probably go with Sergio Aguero. He's the leading in scoring right now. He passed Diego Costa when Diego Costa had the most goals. So obviously he was doing something with Man City. So I'm going to give it up to him. He has 3 assists so far. Just about every game he's played, he has a goal.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna, and then at the same time, I also got to go with Alex Sanchez. So I got to agree with you at one point. Games to watch over the weekend: Arsenal versus Liverpool, Newcastle versus Sunderland, Manchester City versus Crystal Palace, and check your local listings for the time. That's all the time we have on VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tough Tough.
And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Magnus Chisom calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisom on with you, calling from Imo State in Nigeria, and wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best.
And all the best to you, Magnus, during this holiday season. Magnus Chisom, Onwadiwe, a.k.a. the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, has been a devoted disciple of the show, and he gets top billing in my latest blog post, which you can check out via the following internet address, blogs.voanews.com. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com. The title of the blog post is The Humble Apostle and Sporty Holiday Reflections. And you can read about a few of my holiday reflections during this festive season. And during this festive holiday season, follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. You'll see photos and videos at my Facebook page, and you can post your comments. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Once again, my Twitter handle, @VOASunnySports. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Aiden Utko, my Voice of America engineer this evening. Kick it, Aiden!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com. voiceofamerica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight radio show. And you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight immediately following the Sunny Side of Sports at 1800 UTC. The World Boxing Council held its annual convention this past week in the western U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, a hot spot for the sport, and a place where many world championship fights are held. One of those attending the WBC convention was Dr. Larry Izamajay, the founder and chief executive officer of VOA partner Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Nigeria. Dr. Larry has stations in Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha. I caught up with Dr. Larry by telephone when he was in Vegas. For our Brilla listeners and our VOA listeners who missed our hard-hitting conversation, well, not to worry. This evening, we bring it to you in its entirety. Let's listen in again as I say, how are you doing, Dr. Larry?
Very good. And you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Dr. Larry, before we came on air, I checked the Brilla FM website, and it looks like you've been hanging with some heavy hitters at the World Boxing Council convention. Tell our Brilla listeners and our VOA listeners about that.
Yes, it's been a very, very big party for boxing faithfuls here in Las Vegas as the WBC holds its 52nd convention. 112 current and past champions headlined the event that started it off on Sunday. And Monday evening during the award ceremony, we had superstars like Floyd Moneyman Mayweather Jr., Golovkin, the middleweight champion, Anthony Burrell, the middleweight champion, Golovkin, the super middleweight champion, Stephen Berman, the heavyweight champion, Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Hands of Steel, Leon and Michael Spinks, Tommy Hearns, Bone Crusher Smith, Ricky Hatton, Nigel Benn, Joe Calzaghe, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Sugar Shane Mosley, Riddick Bowe, the one we call Big Daddy. Indeed, big, big stars here. And I won't forget the biggest name from Africa on parade, Azuma Nelson.
Big stars indeed, Dr. Larry. The first name you mentioned was Floyd Mayweather Jr. A lot of talk, Dr. Larry, that Money Mayweather might go against Manny Pacquiao in 2015. What's the general feeling there in Vegas, Dr. Larry, about the possibility of such a mega bout?
It is a fight everyone is talking about. It is a fight everyone wants to see. I had a short chat with Sugar Shane Mosley, and he too underlined that, saying this fight must happen in 2015. Everyone is happy that finally they are calling themselves out. I was ringside for Amir Khan Alexander on Saturday, and I thought Amir Khan advertised himself as a big attraction. But again, Mayweather said no to Khan because Khan is still not popular, and he's saying it should be Pacquiao. Everyone is saying it should be Mayweather-Pacquiao, and I don't think they both will miss this.
Dr. Larry, lots of talk in the media that Mayweather wants a bigger share of the purse than Pacquiao. Do you see money being a hang-up?
Well, I think clearly that Mayweather should have a bigger purse because he's the one who holds the biggest attraction right now. Don't forget that Pacquiao is just coming back from some defeats. And yes, he did very well in his last fight, but Mayweather is still the box office draw, so he should have a bigger one. Money should not be the problem because this is a fight the whole world wants to see. From Mexico through the USA to Africa down to China, this is a fight that I believe will sell out within 1 hour of it being formally announced.
Dr. Larry, another big star you mentioned earlier was Azuma, the Professor Nelson. I know he's been retired for a few years now. What's going on with the professor? How did he look when you met him?
Hale and hearty, in fine shape. And, of course, it was wonderful seeing him again. And Fenech from Australia, you remember their wars back then. Azuma is cool. Azuma is trying to help boxing in Africa. Azuma told me that he has a foundation right now in Ghana. And Azuma attended the African Boxing Union Conference. He contributed wisely, and he looks good. Fine shape. Great guy. And I won't forget the white beard he carries now.
Dr. Larry, you mentioned that African Boxing Union meeting. Any interesting developments that came out of the meeting of top African boxing officials?
Yes, very many. And first, we must give kudos to the president, Hussein Houachi of Tunisia, and the Secretary General, Celestino Mindra. Both of them indeed showed that they mean well for boxing in Africa. And the developments, one, it was clearly stated that regional bodies are not recognized by the ABU, particularly the one parading itself out there in West Africa called the West Africa Boxing Union, or even Federation. The ABU said at that meeting, which we all attended, that that body is not recognized. And the president welcomed the new officials following elections in some African countries, Benin Republic, Uganda, Madagascar, and others. The ABU will be having its convention. The last was in 2011. The next will be in 2015. And the venue will be announced officially by the president of the ABU. The ABU is also hoping that doping tests will now be vigorously pursued in alliance with WADA. And that was clearly stated by the president when he was making his opening remarks. There will be zero tolerance for poor conduct by referees and judges. And they want to work for better ratings for African boxers because it's not getting too good now for Africa in boxing. And they also will be doing improved information flow so that everybody will get to know things happening within the ABU. It was a lovely meeting attended by many people, including representatives of the Nigerian Boxing Board of Control.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
I know you said there's a lot of interest in seeing the Pac-Man fight Floyd Mayweather in 2015. Looking back to last month, Dr. Larry, the Pac-Man, very impressive with a unanimous decision victory over Chris Algieri in Macau, China. And now we're all hoping, you're hoping that maybe in his next fight, he'll fight Floyd Mayweather. I got to put you on the spot, Dr. Larry. I love to get predictions from Namdi Moweta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. And I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Dr. Larry. Should the Pac-Man go up against Floyd Mayweather, who do you like in that mega bout?
Well, the world will be entertained, but I'll put my money on Floyd Mayweather.
Why, Dr. Larry?
Because the guy, he said when he was addressing the audience here that all his life he has done nothing else. The only school he has attended is the school of boxing. Everything he has done, he said he watched Roberto Duran fight Leonard as a kid, and he drew inspiration from that and said, this will be my sport. He does the shoulder roll. His defense is wonderful. His arm speed, first grade. Footwork, something you want to praise any day. This is a guy who is sold out on boxing, and I think, Pacquiao will give him a tough fight, but nobody has the Mayweather code.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
And I don't think Pacquiao will also find it.
You make it sound, Dr. Larry, that maybe the Pac-Man has maybe too many distractions outside the ring?
Yeah, but once it gets a fight, once it is time to prepare for a bout, he gets it done. And that is the seriousness of a true fighter.
You mentioned Nigerian boxing, Dr. Larry. Can I get your thoughts on one of the top Nigerian heavyweights, Latif Power Kayode? Any news regarding Agbara, Raw Power, Latif Kayode?
No news from the ABU, no news from the WBC concerning him. But I think that clearly what he should do to continue to be up there is to watch what he does in terms of selecting who to fight. That is the problem with so many African fighters. They just go there like Sam Peter did. They don't allow people to guide them. Look at what they are doing now with Deontay Wilder, who is going to fight Beman Stevens on the 17th of January for the World Boxing Council's heavyweight title. From 2008 till date, he has chalked up 32-0, carefully guided. They built him up to this point. Look at what Latif did in his last fight. That was very bad. First round knockout. That was not good enough.
Finally, Dr. Larry, I have to extend my heartfelt thanks for a wonderful and memorable trip to Nigeria in October. You were a wonderful host, and your friends and staff at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, not just in Lagos, but also in Abuja, and I know you have stations in Kaduna and Onitsha. Just a great trip, Dr. Larry. What's going on with Brilla? Give me an update.
First, we want to thank you, too, for coming. We were really having the sunny side with you, and we hope it will continue. Brilla is doing well. We are hoping to do something new next year. The world is moving to the digital age, and what your mobile phone can do for you in terms of audio and video, we are beginning to look more seriously into. I don't want to make it public now, but I expect that in 2015, people will get to see and hear things from Brilla.
Dr. Larry Azamajay, the founder and chief executive officer of Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, a partner of the Voice of America with stations in Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha, speaking with us this evening from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Dr. Larry.
Thank you very much, Sonny, and have a great day.
And season's greetings to you and all the Brilla folks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And in terms of season's greetings, we close the show this evening with some Christmas music from Cameroon's African Gospel Choir and Avak Avak.